Writing the first stories in each of the chapters was really hard. Researching the book took the several years, but divulging, you know, just telling stories that I hear in many forms around the country, but putting it into the personal form was very difficult for me, because I knew people, if they heard, for instance, that my altercation with my boss in the law firm, I was so fearful of the judgment that people would think I was a bad lawyer or that I couldn't make it there or something, which wasn't the case at all. I just chose not to be in that environment. It just didn't speak to me, but I was so infused with this fear of being judged, whether that's because I knew already that we are so hypercritical of one another. You know, Asian Americans can be ruthless to one another. And I also, you know, have that kind of Chinese fear of loss of face. But, you know, the thing is, I heard so many women really telling the same kind of stories and getting so upset one day after the lecture, coming up to me and telling stories that they would never tell anybody, and realizing these women think they're alone. You know, they think that they're suffering this dream set of circumstances that nobody else feels. And, you know, by just telling your story, there's this real sense of relief that they can read it and I put it out there. And I, frankly, I guess I just don't care what people think about me anymore.